This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ. We're promoting the third annual Mercer County Art Collective Art Gala, which is going on this weekend, Saturday night, at the Alito Opera House, speaking with Mercer County High School senior Holly Brown, who's a part of the event coming up this weekend. So, Holly, I think we can start by just an overview of how this event works. Again, it's the third annual art gala put on by the Mercer County High School Art Department. Can you give a little bit of an overview, kind of how the event works and what people who show up can expect out of it, you know, maybe if they've never been there before?
So there's two sections to it. There's a live auction and a silent auction. And first you can walk through the silent auction and do your bids if you'd like to, and just take a look at what the live auction is going to entail. And then we hold the live auction, and people in the public can bid on whatever art piece they'd like to, and they get to take it home at the end.
So speaking with you before we started, I know this is the second year for you having something that will be auctioned off at the event. So your process of creating something for that, where you know it's going to be something that people come out and look at and bid on, is that any different for you as opposed to maybe the traditional process for you working on an art project?
Well, in art, we, like in the class, we go over the people who are going to buy it, what they want to buy. So we think about the people in this town, the demographic, their age. So usually it's a lot of tractors, a lot of landscapes, you know, things like that, stuff that has to do with the town. So that's the only really different thing. But making the piece isn't any different to me.
Well, kind of speaking and going off of that, the feeling for you knowing that you'll have something that you're making or creating or working on displayed in such a, you know, public manner, I guess, where obviously the auction is a big part of that, but also, you know, when you go to this event, you know, every piece is kind of displayed in a manner basically right up front when you walk in. So going into that, maybe last year when it was the first time you were participating in the gala itself, were there any, like, maybe nerves or different type of feeling when you're making something that you know will be displayed as publicly as the event is?
I do get a little nervous. I do get a little self-conscious about the piece, especially last year since it was my first year. I wasn't, like, extremely proud of it, so it kind of gave me motivation for this year, because last year I only made one piece. This year I made two. I have one in the live and silent auction. But, yeah, it's nerve-wracking, but it gives me a lot of motivation to try to make the best piece possible.
All right, so you mentioned two pieces that you worked on for the gala this year. Again, that's coming up on Saturday night at the Alito Opera House. So can you kind of describe the two pieces you worked on for this year?
So the silent auction piece is a colored pencil drawing of the Alito Water Tower, which I live very close to. So it's kind of like something that has a lot to do with my life in Alito. And I like that piece. That's probably my favorite piece out of the two. And then the other one is a acrylic painting on canvas of my farm, the lane leading up to it, which also is very close to me, which is also very good, but I really like the water tower piece.
So can you speak to the growth of this event? Because, you know, it feels like to me at least, it's something that a lot of people kind of look forward to, especially you see some of the traction that some of the stuff that the group posts on social media gets as the event gets closer and closer. I mean, because it really feels like you get a lot of people to show up and support it too, right? Where it's not just maybe, you know, kids in the art department at the school or parents of just those kids. It's really a community type thing where even people who don't have any connection to any of the kids really directly who are participating in the gala show up and, you know, bid and want to take, you know, something home from it. So what does that mean, just kind of support that it's able to garner, I guess, from, you know, a community-wide standpoint?
Well, the gala started when I was a sophomore, and honestly, I don't really remember it much because I didn't put a piece in it, but I did it last year, and just the growth from last year to this year has been extreme. I mean, the support is really nice to see, especially as a high school art student. For a lot of these students, we're not going to go into an art major in college. So it's nice to be able to get our art appreciated now, especially from people that we don't even know. It means a lot.
Yeah, so like last year specifically, as you're, you know, seeing your piece that you created being auctioned off and people bidding on it, what is that feeling like, I guess, as you kind of see people who want to buy it and own it? As a high school student,
it feels very weird, to be honest. I mean, you spend so much time on your pieces, and it's very personal, and then you show it to people and you don't know what to expect, and some people bid, some people don't, but when they do, it means a lot. And I guess in the moment, it's really, it's exciting, but also like very nerve-wracking because you don't know like who's gonna get it. But yeah, overall, it's a really enjoyable experience.
So speak to your background in art and kind of where your enjoyment in it comes from. You know, specifically, is something that you feel like you've always had some sort of passion for when you were, you know, a young kid, or is it something more so that maybe you've seen grow as you've got older? Maybe it's kind of a mixture of both. So just kind of speak about, you know, your passion for art and where it comes from.
I honestly can't really remember a time I wasn't making some sort of art. I think even as a kid, YouTube was a big role model for me, honestly. Like, I would just watch people make any kind of artwork and I would try to copy it, and I think that's where I learned most the basics of my art making skills. But in high school, I've definitely grown a lot, and it's really nice to see my growth, especially with techniques that are from the classroom. But yeah, I've always done art, and with my family supporting me, it's always been something that I know I can do as long as I want.
Yeah, so the last thing I've got for you really is just speaking more about the process of this event, where when you auction off something you've worked on, a portion of the money that is raised goes towards the artists themselves, and then the rest of it goes to the art program at the school. So, I mean, that's something that's really cool too, I think, where it doesn't, you know, you don't see things at a school level a lot of the times where like the kid creating it or the kid doing it gets compensated really financially. I know that's not really why you're doing it, but What is that like too, where you get to see, you know, an actual like value of something you worked on? I mean, that's gotta be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I mean, even the money going to the art program alone, it's very nice to see, because we go on trips every year and it goes towards that. And it feels nice, especially with your class as a whole, like everyone's contributed to it. But yeah, the percentage that goes to yourself is, it's very weird because you never really think of your art being something that can make you money. And when you see that, it really changes your perspective.
Okay, that's the Mercer County Art Collective Art Gala, the third annual event coming up this weekend, Saturday night at the Alito Opera House in Alito. We're speaking with Mercer County High School senior Holly Brown. Holly, I appreciate the time, and enjoy this weekend. It should be a fun night.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.